make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
You know, most people believe that heart disease is caused by their diet or their genes. What if I told you it's actually from a chronic infection you got as a child, similar to tuberculosis? My guest today is Dr. Richard Frink. He practiced invasive cardiology in Sacramento, California for 35 years. He ran a laboratory to study what the heart looked like after death. He has published 25 papers and a book, Inflammatory Atherosclerosis. Dr. Frink, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I enjoyed your book, and I look forward to the movie. I'd like to start with the first question. Obviously, you looked under the microscope for many years, and when you look under the microscope, it's very interesting that the plaques you see in arteries that are diseased look eerily similar to lesions like tuberculosis. They're both kind of cheesy, or as we say in the medical profession, casseous. There's an enormous amount of fat or lipid that you see in both of these lesions, yet no one in their right mind would say that tuberculosis is caused by what you eat, or let alone too much cholesterol in your diet. Why don't doctors see that?
It goes back 100 years when the gentleman in Chicago discovered blood clots as a cause of myocardial infarction, and so they've been focused on thrombosis and ruptured plaques ever since, and have failed to consider the possibility that there are other causes here.
So despite 100 years of research and clinical observation, apparently the medical establishment abandoned this link between what you believe is infection and atherosclerosis, not because it was proven wrong, just because it didn't fit with the trend of conventional wisdom that a chronic disease like heart disease must be caused by lots of different things and couldn't possibly be caused by an infection, but you and I know otherwise, correct?
Well, that's my belief. It needs to be proven.
Right, so share what got you interested in that belief and what you've actually seen, because many people believe that seeing leads to believing.
Yes, I would agree with that.
So what do you see under the scope?
Well, in my book, I've taken through a number of steps that I think are consistent with an infectious organism and not with a metabolic abnormality like cholesterol. And I see inflammation, and I look on inflammation as a defense and as a sign of active progressive disease. And I see destruction of tissue. Our atherosclerosis begins as a proliferative disease, and tissue grows, but soon that tissue is killed and becomes necrotic, and that's when the tissue becomes necrotic. That's when we have an atheroma, which is a collection of necrotic tissue in the wall of the artery, very similar to an abscess on the skin, but different in the sense that it's chronic and not acute.
So let's explore that abscess. Explore the abscess a little more. Tell the listeners, and remember, these are not doctors listening, what is in an abscess? What's in an abscess?
Well, an abscess is made up of necrotic tissue, and it always contains a variety of cellular toxins and chemicals and things. That's why a boil on the skin just naturally ruptures, because these internal factors eventually destroy the overlying cap. And so it's a destructive disease, and any time we have destroyed tissue anywhere in the body, whether it's in the wall of the artery or in the bowel or whatever, the body acts to extrude it or get rid of it in some way, either a rupture into a body cavity or rupture to the surface, or like in atherosclerosis, the plaque ruptures into the circulation. Now, the artery wall is a very, very, what should I say, it's very strong. This plaques develop in the intima of the lining, and that's where the plaque ruptures. But in spite of that, there's the adventitial layer, which is very strong, so atherosclerotic plaques and atheromas never rupture outward into the pericardial space, as we might expect, but was really able to destroy all tissue. It seems to be only able to destroy tissue in the wall of the artery and the intimal layer, and that's where the plaque accumulates, that's where the lipid accumulates, and eventually, in the fullness of time, if the active disease continues, the atheroma will rupture into the coronary circulation.
So when it ruptures, does that always lead to a heart attack and death, or can it just rupture and heal itself?
No, there's all forms of rupture. I've documented just erosions, I've documented fissures, I've documented shelled-out plaques, I've documented ruptured plaques with thrombosis. There's all kinds of plaque ruptures, I think all aimed at getting rid of excess and toxic lipid, but there's all kinds of plaque ruptures, and certainly they don't all develop into a heart attack.
So how can we tell in year 2014 which one is going to explode or rupture?
Well, a year ago, I published a paper that had to do with parallel cholesterol crystals. Cholesterol crystals are part and component of atheromas. I never knew for sure that whether they were sharp or not. They look very sharp under the microscope, but I was never sure that they were able to penetrate tissue. An investigator at Michigan State named George Abella, using experimental techniques, showed that when these cholesterol crystals form, they form like changing water to ice. They expand, and if it's in a closed beaker, they develop a parallel configuration and rise to rupture that membrane. So I knew from that these cholesterol crystals had the potential to penetrate tissue and to cause rupture. So I began to look at all my plaques and the cholesterol crystals, and I presented a significant number of cases showing that they do. They develop a parallel configuration as they move toward the plaque shoulder, which is the most common site of plaque rupture. So I published that and have presented it at a couple of places. Could these cholesterol crystals be identified by any means? And there is a technique out. I can't think of it right now, but there's an intravascular technique. I'll think of it in a second.
Well,
but anyway,
we'll have to get back to you on that. Dr. Frink,
okay.
Thank you for joining me on the show today. Dr. Frink is a cardiologist from Sacramento, California, and has published the book Inflammatory Atherosclerosis. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Please don't let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.